Yeah, it's here. Oh, yeah. Very good. Thank you, David.
Hi, how are you? Half an hour ago, it seemed like a good idea to put my name on the list after the open mic. Having listened to the last four guests, it seems a bit kind of presumptuous.
Oh, go on.
I do a couple of poems, short ones. First one's called When My Father Was King, it's called my father. So, there was woodworm in my father's walking stick. There are briars that catch him as he walks. The dog doesn't hear his whistle anymore. Only the trees listen when he talks. He looks to me like an ordinary man, with a cap and a coat alone. They can do with things that are handy, he can make do with anything at all. In the morning, he'll be in the garden. I'll be early to hear the birds sing. And with a cup of tea in his right hand, it's then that my father is king. Thank you. The only name of this one is about the famine, or the effect the famine has on us today, as visible in the countryside around. The grass grows slightly taller in the hollow in the field. The silage cutter forgets to lower his blade and raise the yield. The rainwater collects there in an oblong silver pool, when still I see the bird's reflections, black specks in the pool. Around the ruined houses, form heaps of stone and briar. The farmer ploughs around them, mindful of the dull barbed wire. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David. You're Josh Orton, you're going to be.
A seasonal one. Memories of my mother and her sisters and all that doing snap apple night. Snap apple night, the holy souls were out looking for help to get them into heaven. The ghosts were knocking on the doors for our prayers to get them out of purgatory. The early darkness allowed us to hear and know the plight of the souls and of our grand and great grand relatives. We lit the candles, rest in peace, we threw our folded petitions onto grottos. And then we turned and tended to the children. With their ruddy leaf drawings from school and the nuts and sweets and barn rack for this, their snap apple night. And we let our souls and our ghosts merge with the white sheet ghoulies of their stories. Until we didn't need to feel afraid. At least for this one night of the year at Halloween.
Thank you, Jim. Charles Clark, next please. I had to read this poem because of something that happened in a tie over the weekend, last Thursday I think, when in a house outside a house next door to where we used to live, a man was knifed, murdered. And the passage between the two houses, it has come into the story, and I thought I would read this anyway. It hasn't got a... I wrote it about 4 years ago. Johnny Moore. He lifted a squealing pig on his shoulders and with a steady rolling step walked on the shared laneway from the street. Johnny Moore, our neighbor. The dining room upstairs gave a view onto the backyard and the shed. You heard the humane killer pop, you heard the squealing stop. We bought pork fillet, black puddings, sausages from next door, but rarely often and never alone.
applied for it, I challenged Portland, I wrote like 2 weeks ago, and I kind of liked the idea. To reach the moon, the spiders woven rain clouds into tree motorways. They were lighter than air, dark as coal, and inky like rubbish bags. A flossed-up network of fibered webs, umbrellaed all the sky pitch black. The arachnids were acrophilia, building stories and stories of cloudy layered heavens, layers and layers and layers. The earth looked like a snowy cotton ball with scaffolds of storm clouds, craked in thunder and in anger. Jointed by phone line ladders, the scampers scampered up, 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 till they came to the see-through barrier, the zone between sky and space. Those hungry for height spiders could not bypass it, not even a pinhole in the clinfilm. So from the topmost floor, all the clouds burst like balloons, and oil rain fell in bucket loads. Floods of night filled the continents, a climate change that shook all fauna in their beds. Rain clouds go black to remember, the moon turns black, and the spiders stay black. People dig up black, jammed in stones. People flood the black back into the night or spill the black into the sea salt to commemorate. Or so the spiders think so. Thank you.
A cautious elephant enters the room, warning above others of a chink in the door. A head of teachers wandering across, borne by the unfunny, deluded same. Paying attention is too easy, a quiet death, blaming and shaming a worthy reward. A nadder of results to communicate laughter, two-way alleyway lost in perfection. Presumed guilty, a tag forever sacred. Prospects resulting in a studied fall. Prize for erratic behavior, needy manners, put on to show how the system works. Settling down, swearing by letters. Higher power, microscope, sedalience way. Every move scrutinized for a better pastime, being sustained by cheap accusations. Push the envelope slightly, gulp down boredom. Life more skinned the nose, entertained. By times eschewed, being hung out to dry. Love at the wrong time for a greater good. Recovery at the loss of eventual innocence. Settling down in good pace, eventual speed. Daily grind cycle at a tearaway pace. Behaviour at a premium is forever. Thank you.
Do a Jerry Murphy poem. It's called Oedipus in New York. Yo, motherfucker.
Actually, it's called Oedipus in Harlem.
That's right. Oedipus in Harlem.
Next latte. Could I believe it? Next, please.
It's my happy day. Stay away, stay away. If you come, drink the rain. It's into your veins. It sways when you sway. It stains where you stay. I'll make myself stream, I'll make myself train. We'll run down to the sea, we'll run straight through the sea. I will wash a stream, I will wash us away. It's my happy day, stay away, or please bring the rain.
Oedipus and pretend to make him think he was king. My answer.
Thank you very much, Lisa, first off. We have this intervention for Kaja Roo. That would be great.
I've been called that before. This guy is like giving a package to my house, and Raymond answered it. He's walking down the stairs, he's like, is there a Martha Ruth here? He's like, it's Marty Rye. My cracked hands can't fit the holes in my pocket. The ground is my safety net, as I thread tall trees, an ape, a dog out of place, a cat too scared to climb down, to erect claws and brave the trunk, or scatter brains to meet the soles of hurried feet, turning sharp corners. They do, and I used to too. I used to, because I swear I heard you screaming, laughing louder than before.
Now, before I say what I'm about to say, I will need disclosures on these NDAs. I'm trusting you with a disclosure, risking an image I've carefully doctored. My deep dark secret is, I am from Kerry. I know, it's hard to believe. I carry a large part of my discarded parts. The Healy Rays muttering inside this bag about legalizing drink driving and denying climate change. But those brothers know how to whip votes by promising to fix potholes, Kerry's form of activism. I remember my grandmother with purpose in her eyes, as if breaking into a novena. Do you know the difference between the box of fags and the roads? You'll find tar in the fags. As I was saying, I carry a bag with all of my discarded parts. I have fine-tuned my accent to be as clean as Newbridge silverware. Around the neck of Anne Doyle, doe-eyed on the screen, wielding an accent clean as cut glass. I don't fumble out words with extra H's or R's, or squish my sentences under a fork. Every word is spoken to be heard. Now and then, whilst having brunch, tracing my finger around the rim of a honey nut nougat fudge craft beer, I'll excuse myself for the toilet. Or bring up the Taylor Energy aisle spill. Slipping on my Kerrygold lies. I am flat on my arse, with a novena of chickens and Healy Rays flying out of the bag, and Healy Rays are set loose and there is mud on my glossy shoes. As I laid splayed in my social faux pas, with hoof prints all over my sophistication, I begin to think of the wilds of my land. I am the landscape, a man of elements, a blessing and a curse, wild-eyed Celtic fairy fort queen, Maeve, laying splayed shale under my eye, limestone pans. Spring water tears. I feel I am beautiful. Monsieur Cartographer, draw me like one of your French borders. build a quarry into my heart, and you will find chasms of loving Kerry people. Drill into my belly button and find a cave of fairy forts, another world in an enclosed space. Cross me or my fairies, and we'll bog burst the worst soil creep nightmares all over your dreams.
We weren't gonna squeeze them on the open mic list. Does that leak? Okay, we're gonna have Backstreet next. From the reference, skins and tunes from bands.
Well, I'm addicted to salt one after that. But I just said I'd do a short old smoochy song. Because I was thinking about Mary Galvin, and pictures up there lately, it was a young woman, she was married to Paddy Galvin, Mary Johnson, and she used to nag me for 5 years to write, and I said, I couldn't write two words put together, Mary. And she said, write what you see, and write what you're seeing. And the night we said goodbye to her, I started to pour out the bloody poems, and they were so recording. The first one was, Honey Tunnels in My Mind, Golden Labyrinths in Mind, Is It You Who Channels Through My Dear Departed, Loving Truth. So this was the first thing I saw, and this is the first song I wrote straight after, you know, which is called Trush.
Come draw your head breath easy with me here in Coomatrush. Come lay down by the river, near the sky where sandhill sees the moon. I won't permit. Where the heather planted to its perch to watch us from the water. And spicy rusty cows look to one another. Feel the warmth of the sun caress your feet as you listen to the sound of content heartbeat. No need for touch, such comfort in the pair of us. Now all England heard the gling in Coomatrush. Now all England heard the gling in Coomatrush. Tree that's red with berries in the basin of the valley. They say it is the place where the Fianna came to marry. Or maybe it's the place where the old folks sat down. When she was a young girl, he was still a pretty rake. Two sturdy oak trees standing guard by the waterfall that tumbles through the ages to its chasm where the cliffs are tall. There are souterrains and crystal stones and wooden dugout boats, and the tombs of the ancient ones hide high where mystic winds still blow. Feel the warmth of the sun caress your feet as you listen to the sound of content heartbeat. No need to touch, such comfort in the pair of us. Now all England heard the gling in Coomatrush. Heaven just for the two of us in Coomatrush. Coomatrush. Just down your next seat.
At least you didn't flop the mic. The mic still works today. Yeah. Dropped the mic one way and then the next one. Fair play. So you just have two left when doing this. It's not me. We have Killian O'Regan. I want to perform the voice of spotless.
Maybe it works.
Maybe it works, man. I'm listening to it.
Okay.
Is it no instrument?
That's it.
So this one's called Early November in Kent. Snow Age Mountain, yet it's not time, not quite in this sleepy village, blanketed by the coast. At opposite ends the churches stand, yet they are more united than you'd think, soon like relatives hosting in rotation. The 99 incubator sleeps as coal and kindling flies out the door. Shorts and skirts substituted by thermals, scarves and jackets. From ditches berries fall and rot like autumnal flakes. Branches grow bare as their amber coats fade out as a chill fades in. The stream remains undaunted. Soon ran boys will sing bird songs. Soon children will fill their minds with dreams. Soon we can begin anew. Snow Age Mountain, yet it's not time, not quite in this sleepy village, blanketed by the coast.
No more need to go back to that place again and again. Coming back, leaving that life stream float through my mind, seeing through all the things I felt so blind. Sadness and pain and misery, like leaves of a tree falling easily. Coming back to that spaciousness flowing inside, seeing through the darkness as it just fades off and slides into sound. Those ancestors in my veins, feeling a calling through, let go of these chains, these ancient pains. Coming back standing strong, coming from the old veil, fucking feeling this thing that runs unspeakably long. So coming back to this place, trying to do justice to this mic. Respect to the MC of the night, Kiran. Keeping it tight. The stand. The OG of the rap, of the poem game, respect to you too. I'm trying to be funny, but I'm getting stuck in super glue. So before I go kamikaze on this thing, I'd like to bring one last verse to leave this one last sound room. This power of might coming through my soul, rocking this city, smashing through every single pain of ancient fucking. I know.
there is this.
Remembering the times when the city was born, burnt down with black and tans, the pain that still lies inside those unwalked sands, the loss of nature, the disconnect from our soul, the feeling of hopelessness, so many on the dole. The sadness, the longing, the coming into the darkening of his nights, the elderly, the loneliness, coming back, no money for fuel, trying to keep their hearts sights. I think I'll leave it at that because, I said I knew it anyway, just to
we get big snaps right there. There's no ball. Come on,
fair play, Eric, and fair play to everybody who contributed to the open mic. And can we get one massive round of applause for all our guests?